Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from DirectConversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys. Seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Just a man who fell for the wrong woman.
But out of crisis comes change.
Out of crisis comes change.
And I am very excited for everyone to meet the real me.
There's something wrong with Homelander. There's something broken. He's lost his mind.
Love, mommy, daddy, and I.
The name of it is The Boys, Season 3, starring Jack Quaid. Amazon original series, where superheroes are often as popular as celebrities, as influential as political figures, as revered as gods, but that's when they're using their powers only for good. I just thought that off the top of my head. Joining us now, Tim Lammers, nice enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tim, thank you.
Thank you, Mike, and good to talk with you again. And off the top of your head, I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, I just some things I thought as I listened to the clip. I thought, how did that strike me? And then I just decided what came to mind. Well, tell us what I just heard.
Well, I have to tell you, Mike, this is one of the wildest series on streaming. It's about this city that is full of superheroes. They're actually seen by the public as superheroes, but in actuality, they are supervillains that are being managed by this huge corporation, and they're running amok, doing things unchecked. So in season three of The Boys is the group that aims to expose the deadly exploits of VOD International, this mega conglomerate that runs these so-called superheroes. It starts off where government regulation has stepped in. It seems like these supervillains or superheroes are being held in check, but in actuality, they are not.
No.
This is, again, one of the wildest series I've seen. In fact, it's probably the biggest gross-out series I've seen in terms of blood, guts, and gore.
Okay.
Usually that's reserved for horror movie stuff. Here, these villains are so powerful that a lot of things explode. A lot of bodies explode and heads explode.
Really?
This is the way that they abuse their power.
And it made it to season three, it did, huh?
Oh, my God. Oof. Well, look, I thought I saw enough.
You haven't said one thing that makes me want to watch this so far, Tim.
Oh, you got to see it, Mike. Start at the beginning. It's really just a different take on the whole superhero genre. Again, these are perceived as superheroes to the public, but in reality, these are very, very bad people. So, yeah, it's a nice way to turn the genre on its head in a sort of way.
Okay.
But this there's a scene in the first 10 minutes of this show. I've never seen it before. It is so incredibly crazy and revolting. I didn't even want to get into it. I can get into trouble by mentioning one word involved with this scene.
But yeah, I painted a picture of something I saw in Nicollet Mall yesterday, and people couldn't eat dinner that night, you know, so I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, this is kind of revolting, and you won't believe it. But, again, these guys that run this show, I mean, they're pushing it. Streaming apparently doesn't have any limits as far as ratings are concerned, because you see everything in this series. But, again, it's called The Boys. Jack Quaid is actually the son of Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan. Turned out to be quite a fine actor, but there are so many other great people in this. Carl Urban, lots of familiar faces. So I think you'll like it. If don't expect superhero stuff. Expect R-rated super villain stuff with this series.
Okay.
I'm looking for the Abbott Ranch.
Yeah, we're not a tourist ranch.
Come on, I was looking at camp. Only be a few days. Autumn.
Well,
glad to finally meet you.
Why are you here?
See that? I've been drawing it for years, and now I see it all over the place here.
You stay away from her, you understand? And that goes for everyone.
I want that land.
Why?
Don't know what it is, but it sure sounds to me like a rancher fighting for his land, and family probably discovers an unfathomable mystery in probably Wyoming, is what I would guess.
I would guess that's another thing off the top of your head. And again,
it's called Outer Range,
Mike,
starring Josh Brolin, again from Amazon. Josh Brolin's great. So how much money does he make doing a streaming series like this?
You know, they're recruiting a lot of major talent for the streamers, you know.
And I guess Amazon can pay what they want, huh?
Exactly, when you got a guy like Bezos running the joint, right? Yeah. This one, real quickly, because I know you want to talk about Top Gun, but think about Yellowstone, but with a sci-fi sort of bend. Josh Brolin runs this cattle ranch out far away on his land is this giant circle. But it's not a crop circle. It's actually this bottomless circle. There's a force field around it. So there's this sort of mystery going on there. But at the same time, you kind of get the things that you get in Yellowstone. I mean, it's sort of a crime thriller. It involves a family. You know, so it's a pretty decent mystery that holds your attention. Look, all I want from new shows, Mike, is originality, and I think that they found it here.
Okay, I understand that. You appreciate that. Yes, I did go to see Top Gun Maverick. I don't see a lot of movies in my life, really, but I really wanted to see this. And now here's my first question for you. So we were going to go to the Eden Prairie Center. It was all sold out for the last 2 weeks. And so we said, well, Chanhassen's going to be sold out as well. And Chanhassen had plenty of seating. And I thought to myself, you know, we talk about the marketing of a movie, but what about the marketing of a movie theater? Is that really in play, that some theaters are just much more desired because of the feel they give you than another?
Well, I think in this particular case, that what's appealing most to people is, you know, if they have an IMAX deal or some sort of premium, you know, giant screen, because the big play with this one is the biggest screen possible, the best sound possible. So I think some theaters obviously have an advantage, and that's why they're sold out. So, you know, look, I think seeing it on any big screen, it's, you know, you've experienced it in the best way possible. I don't think you're going to get anywhere near to what you would in the theater by watching this at home. So I'm really glad that you saw it, and I just need to know your thoughts about it. I mean, because everybody I've talked to has loved this movie.
Loved it. And I'd be interested to hear somebody that hadn't seen the original Top Gun or from a different vintage, because those of us, you know, most of you and I and many others did, so we understood all the subtleties of the nuance and all that stuff, which I thought they did a really good job of all of that. And I thought this is getting a little maybe patriotic on my part, but I thought at a time when our country just needs something really good, just a feel good, that felt really good just to go watch that. Because we haven't been to the theater that much. We haven't seen that many movies. And to have one where you walk away just feeling good, I thought that was really good on a lot of different levels.
Yeah, I did too, and it's overwhelmingly positive, and God knows we need that these days, right?
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
a sort of movie that you can rally around. It does kind of, it is a throwback to that original where you had those same sorts of feelings. So, you know, Tom Cruise has the clout. He makes the kind of movie he wants to make, and I think he exceeded on every single level. Yeah, it is just an incredible movie, and I'm glad that if you're going to pick one movie this year, Mike, that's the movie to see in the theater. So I'm glad you went to that one.
Yeah, and you know, a movie like that, of course, it hits every demographic, too. I mean, it's a bing, bing, bing. You know, the men like it, women like it, teenagers like it, older people like it. It hits all. One question on it, and I don't want anybody that hasn't seen it today. What is Val Kilmer's current medical state?
Well, there's a documentary on Amazon Prime, another Amazon Prime deal called Val, which chronicles his life and his career and his personal life. And he had throat cancer. It came about in about 2015. He divulged it in 2017. He's lost the ability to speak. Now, what you heard in the film is something that is computer generated. It was some technology that allowed him to speak in the scene that he was in. So right now he cannot speak, but I am so glad that they had him in. To me, that was my favorite scene. It really made the movie complete because those two rivals and that original Top Gun, you needed a bookend to that film and that storyline, and I think they really presented him in the best possible way they could in this picture.
They did, and I know Tom Cruise has something about him, man. When those magical moments and that look that he gives either the girl or the guy or whoever it is, where he just sells you, doesn't he?
He does, and I have to tell you quickly, Mike. My wife leaned over to me towards the end of the film, and she said, "I love Tom Cruise." You know, it's like, okay, tell me something I don't already know.
I had to hear the same crap the whole way home, too, about I have to admit, I've always kind of had a crush on him of all the movies. Okay, all right. Yeah, so I heard it, too. But he does have something about him because he can play this in those kinds of movies. And I understand he's gone rogue sometimes, but he's got this something where he's got this humility and the response he gives to the girl, and the girl just fall in love with him, and the guys can see why it works, you know?
Yeah, he's relatable, and the key words are movie star quality. We don't have those movie stars around anymore, but if we do, Tom Cruise is at the top.
Hey, great to visit with you again, and, you know, I now that Jason's taken over, who knows, maybe I'll fill in again another year or so, and so I've seen another movie that we can talk about.
I'll be keeping one aside for you to tell you that you have to see it, Mike.
All right, thank you so much. Enjoy visiting with you.
You too. Cheers.
You bet. The one and only Tim Lammers. Brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injuries Attorneys. Seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.